but a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Hey, Daddy here, woohoo, boom chakalaka wiki wiki wick whack. We have a cool show coming up tonight.
And apparently Joe doesn't know how to mute himself.
Good lord, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, I've been drinking too much Topo Chico.
Topo Chico, what's Topo Chico, Joe?
Topo Chico is a mineral water from Mexico. And let me tell you, it gives you the burps.
Montezuma's revenge. Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa and No Mas Pantalones.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago and I've got gas.
Yeah, apparently he does.
Hello, I am your lovable and Shyampa's finest artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? I finally have my own Facebook page. Just search for Betty Wisdom. Oh my, my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 81, Excessive Thrusting? For Monday, March 13, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you? Oh my, Tampa nights.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
And I kind of find it funny. Excuse me, how she says,
what do you find funny,
how
sir?
She says thrusting.
Thrusting?
Kind of like she's, Betty's just way too.
Yeah, she needs it.
Way too. Jeez. She needs to. We need to set her up with a robot dating service or something. Or like, is there like Grindr for robots?
Grindr for robots.
Yeah, is there like a Grindr for robots? Which I don't.
Probably like one of those GitHubs or something.
Which I think Grindr actually sounds pretty reasonable for a name.
Yeah.
For robots, but unfortunately humans took it over. So maybe.
How about RoboHud?
RoboHud?
Yeah.
Pull your RoboPud. Oh my goodness. Well, Betty, we're making fun of you at your expense. And that's okay because we still have 30 payments left. And what we also have,
Anthony.
Exactly, Betty. And what we also have is your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently raining lightly and 71 degrees Fahrenheit, 22 degrees centigrade for you Canadian folk, and a humidity of 81%. There's a dew point of 65, and surprise, the visibility is 7 miles. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. I almost thought about doing breaking news for it, but I might save my breaking news for something else. I don't know what yet, but I might save it for something else. By the way, the station owners have told me that I can only do one breaking news per show, or they will fire me.
What?
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? I swear, I think the cleaning crew has more rights than we do around the studio sometimes.
That makes my butt hurt.
It makes my butt hurt, too. But besides the point, it looks like we're going to have a pleasant weather week. There's the phone in the background for you, Joe. tonight, Monday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 in the evening and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Tuesday will be breezy and mostly sunny with a high near 72 and a 10% chance of showers in the morning, then mostly clear with a low around 53 overnight. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 65, and then clear with a low around 45 overnight. I seem to not have loaded the rest of my weather for Thursday. Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 63, and then clear with a low around 48 overnight. So it's going to start getting cool towards the, Wednesday night is going to be 42 as well. The temperatures have dropped since I last wrote this newscast. So, anywho, So Wednesday night will be 42. Thursday, sunny, high near 63. Thursday night, low around 48. On Friday, will be sunny with a high near 71. And then overnight, clear with a low around 55. The weekend will be in the upper 70s, mid to upper 70s all weekend with the lows. It looks like in the upper 50s. And that's your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Hey, Anthony, from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's overcast at 30 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 1 Celsius. And the dew point is at 23 Fahrenheit. And we have breaking news.
Oh, we have breaking news? Hold on. I didn't know we had breaking news. Is it in the script? Do you have a ticket for that? Is there a ticket? Is there a ticket in for that? We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Wow, March Madness, man. It's been snowing here in Chicago. People forget how to drive. The Dibs parking system went into effect, as well as the over 2 inches rule the city imposes. The sidewalks are a complete mess. My typical Monday shopping adventures with a friend saw overcast skies, mild winds, and light snowflakes. Puddles were everywhere,
snowflakes,
making walking a hassle where the sidewalks weren't cleared or salted. But let's stop being negative Nancy and just report on the actual real temperatures and other weatherical factors. And that concludes this breaking news bulletin.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So then, like, the EMT, and then the EMT had to take these forceps to remove it from his... we're back on. Anyway, thank you very much for that very exciting breaking news, Chip Skipper. And now we return to Joe for the remainder of your Chicago weather.
In our Fantasyland Dual Tech Humidity Action Center, it currently shows us a humidity factor of 30% inside the Chicago studios and 75% outside the window pane. The winds are out of the northeast at 15 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Even better if you fly way higher. Monday night, expect snow showers or flurries likely before 7 p.m. Then snow showers likely after 7 p.m. New snow of 1 to 2 inches possible. On Tuesday, expect snow showers mainly before 1 p.m. High near 26. New snow accumulations of 3 to 5 inches possible. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. Then Friday, fun day. Snow likely before 10 a.m., then rain and snow likely between 10 and 11 a.m., then rain likely after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 43, and my little weather crystal tells me that it's going to be in the 40s over the weekend. They've downgraded it from the 50s, which is very unfortunate. But you know, that's spring. That's, you know, it's spring. It's an awkward spring, which means we're going to have a really fucking crazy fucking summer.
You are going to have a crazy summer. Yes,
yeah, definitely. It's going to be a crazy summer.
It is.
And that's it for your Chicago weather. So back to you, Betty. Betty?
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Hey, Betty here. Please show your support to the following that is recast on Shampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. All of the background tracks used...
What the hell?
Hello, Betty.
In this show are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit Kevin and support his music by visiting incompetech.com. Support local and support independence. We appreciate your support of Shyamba Radio. Betty, Betty, Betty out. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
And thanks, Betty. Thank you, Betty. Thank you. Thank you so much, Betty.
That was kind of... That was kind of painful, almost. Yeah, it is. It's almost, I think Monday the 13th is probably worse than Friday the 13th, to be honest with you.
And from one of our listener reports out in the West Coast, it's currently 77 degrees and it's sunny.
77
degrees. And it's going to be in the 70s, like 77, 75, 70. You know, so that's pretty nice. That's great. Thank you, listener. We appreciate
Thank you, listener.
That.
We appreciate our listeners. That's why we're all
listeners.
Not going to buy you a brand new car because we can't afford it. If we were Oprah, we would buy you a brand new car just for listening. But unfortunately, we have no
president.
Money. In fact, we're already running in the red. We paid for the post office box and our corporate filing, and we're already now like $275 in the hole. So,
ooh, good Lord.
So we might have to have a bake-a-thon soon.
Bake-a-thon.
But thank you. But if we could, we would. We would. We would buy you all.
Yes.
It might be a new Yugo, but you'll get something.
So you know what else costs money?
What?
Remember how last week we talked about cable?
Cable. Yes, that nasty, nasty thing.
Yes. Well, the PlayStation, probably like all the other boxes that are out there, has some sort of pay TV functionality. And so the PlayStation has its own. And I ended up purchasing it. But I ended up purchasing the lowest priced package because there are probably about 5 to 10 channels that I actually will consider watching and even bearing with the fucking commercials.
Okay.
Because there's just too many commercials. I was watching Planet of the Apes the other night on AMC.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, it gave a whole new dimension to the movie with the amount of commercials that were in place.
Really? How many commercials did you have to deal with? How bad was it?
You know, it was probably like 15 minutes of programming and then maybe like 5 minutes of commercials.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, like, every 20 minutes. So, they ran it in 20-minute blocks with 5-minute commercial breaks. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, but there was also, like, a point where it would go for 30 minutes. Like, the movie would go for 30 minutes, and then there would be a commercial.
But then would you get, like, 10 minutes of commercials then? Would you get, like, almost, like,
epic length of commercials?
But, no, I do agree
just
with
the 5 minutes.
I do agree with the commercials being a pain in the ass. They're quite annoying.
God, it's like...
It is. It
you're
really
paying
is.
For this service, and yet you're getting these insane amount of commercials. And I can understand why, you know, you'd want to see something in its full entirety. So I had to say, if you got Netflix, you know, you're getting a good deal. Sure, you're going to lose stuff if you don't watch it, but that's not their fault. You need... If you snooze, you lose. But I got to say, there's two channels I really, really like, and that's the Food Network and the Travel Channel. They both have really awesome content, really crazy, wacky shit, but all
crazy, wacky
with food.
Shit. I had to find a pop filter.
Oh, I thought it was a fly swatter that you broke.
Nice. It's a pop filter, but I don't know how well it's going to work, but we're going to try for the
pop,
best
pop,
here.
Pop, 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 pop. And, you know, folks, if you've got any kind of content you'd like to submit, you can always email us at playus, that's PLAYUS, at shyampa.info, that's CHIAMPA.info. Or you can give us a call at the studios at 813 813- 327-8566. And I'm watching Anthony put up his pop filter, and we're going to do a little pop test.
Hello. Hello.
Are you popping?
The pigeons. Are you the popping? Pigeons. The pigeons in the pooper poop. Have not pooped in the popper. Yeah, I'm being well, attacked good. By my microphone, though. That's kind of bad. I think it's.
And
it's,
if you're wondering why loose. I can see this, it's because we're using a software that allows us the audio, at least, capabilities of our broadcast.
At least.
To be, yes.
To video, video-fied.
We also can see each other, too.
Yes, we tried to do other things in a way, in an attempt to that earlier today, but software, for some reason, and my computers do not agree sometimes. Maybe another day. Yes. Maybe when it's not. Monday the 13th.
So, where are we at in time here?
Okay. We have about 4 minutes until we have to get into your news. let's throw our phone number out in case anyone wants to call. We'll let you jibber-jabber for a couple minutes. Oh, you did? Well, let's give it again because the kitty just showed up on the screen. 813-327-8566. There goes the kitty. 813-327-8566. If you can't call, don't worry. You can call us later. Leave a voicemail. Anywho, and that's where we are. So we are.
So what happened? You got some interesting news, don't you?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, a handful of you have been asking about Ezel lately, and I hadn't heard from him, and other people hadn't heard from him. So we were all kind of curious about what happened to Ezel. So what wound up? I found out what had happened, and he had been a little under the weather lately. So he's been recuperating. And hopefully we should hear from him in a couple of weeks. I think he just smoked way too much weed and gave himself some bad case of emphysema asthma or something. So Ezel is, but he is on the mend.
I was hoping he didn't get screwed up by the bees.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the bees, but there's been some nasty colds and flus going around here in Florida lately. And my allergies have been crazy, so... but anywho, so that's what's going on with Ezel. I was going to update our listeners to something else, but I cannot remember. I still can't remember. I wrote it in the script that I couldn't remember, and I still forgot about it. So it doesn't matter.
No.
I'm only gay if you swallow, or it's only gay if you swallow. Thank you to a listener. Thank you to Carlos, our listener, for sending us. Did you post that to our Facebook?
That's asking way too much.
We have a caller. We have a caller. Good.
We do.
We have a caller. Oh. We have a caller. So let's go ahead and take the caller. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
It sounds like Ezel.
Hey!
Hey, Ezel. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got to tell you, boys. I ain't dead yet.
You ain't dead yet. Okay, well, that's good.
That's good.
We don't want Ezel to be dead yet.
I've been a little sick, you know. I went on a tour of the country after they kicked me out of Florida.
Oh yeah, that can be bad. That can be a bad thing sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you go to funny places and you get funny hitchhikers and he just didn't want to get out of my lungs, man. I'm telling you, it was bad. It was real bad.
No, I can totally understand that. I can totally get that.
But I'm getting better, I'll get back to normal next week. I'll come up with some stuff for you guys. I've got a lot of notes here. And
all right.
Stuff.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, you...
Yeah.
I'd say, but, you know, I'm still here. They ain't got me yet, man. I'm still alive, still kicking. Back in Armpit, Illinois.
Back in Armpit, Illinois. And you got some Armpit, snow now.
Illinois.
And this shit snowed today, man. What is this? I went out planting some flowers.
Man,
the flowers are all frozen, man. I'm telling you. Anyway, I'll get you next week, man. I'll give you some
sounds good.
All right, Ezel. Well, you go stay warm. Find a good Subway grate or something.
Well, I'm looking, you know. I'm checking it all out, and you know what? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I think I hear the bees.
Mm.
Oh boy, we lost
Ezel. That's fine. All right, Ezel, stay safe, take care, stay warm, get better, and we will talk to you next week. And thank you for calling, because I know our callers have been asking. So now we will bring you to.
And now
Joe's
for
news.
The news.
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. Get a load of these stories that Chip Skipper dredged up. Shit, lost my cane. You know, just some of the unusual things that you just find. And if you're a security officer in Tennessee, then you probably found something pretty interesting. And damn it, I lost my cane.
You lost your cane? I didn't even know you walked with
security,
a cane.
Security officers at a Tennessee airport made an unusual seizure when a rolled-up bag of marijuana was found hidden
inside
a cane.
That's a special cane. That's a
transportation
special cane.
Security and administration said officers at McGee-Tassin Airport in Alcoa searched a passenger's belongings and discovered the cane was doing more than merely helping its owner balance on their feet.
Uh-oh.
You know, depending on how much was inside, it could have unbalanced it quite a bit. But anyways, the marijuana was seized, and the incident was reported to local police. You know, the TSA, I mean, they had to report it. It's like, we're not looking for dangerous items, not drugs. You know, we're looking for dangerous items, like I don't know. What's a dangerous item?
Explosives.
A bottle of water that's cheaper than what you buy inside the airport.
Yeah, that apparently is also a national crime now. Oh, my God. The price of water at the airport is absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I don't understand it. It's a bottle of water.
It's
How could
special
it be anything
water.
Other than a bottle of water
it's
if
special,
I bring it through security?
It's special U. It's special
okay.
U.S. FDA
certified
or
FBFHI
certified water, which means there's an entire department, like there's a whole building somewhere in Washington D.C. dedicated to that bottle of water.
That's insane.
And my nose is itchy. My allergies
have
been horrible.
You know, we can't help but find drugs when they are packed in places where things shouldn't be. And it's like, you know what? They need to devise already devices where it sort of like shields it and makes it look like nothing at all or just cloaks it. I don't know. Anyways, next story.
This is
now why I understand the title of our show.
you finally got it. Okay, there you go. Well, sometimes it takes you a while. Listeners,
so
hold on. So listeners, please pay attention. This story is the reason why we have the title. And what is our title again? Something about thrusting.
Extreme thrusting.
Extreme thrusting. So here you go, Joe.
Yes.
Take it away.
Big data is looking at you through your penis if you're a man. I don't know about females. I don't think they could devise something for females. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But this is back on March 6th, and this is from UPI. A British company. Of course, it has to be the Brits. A British company is offering pre-orders for a quote-unquote smart condom or an e-condom.
Ooh,
right?
There you go. E-condoms.
An e-condom. That measures, among other things, how many calories are burned during a rendezvous. British Condoms said the Icon, and that's the i.con.
Of course.
Billed as the world's first smart condom, is actually a ring that goes over a normal condom to take Fitbit-like measurements during a sexual rendezvous.
So really,
so it's a cock ring.
Yeah. So yeah, I was gonna say it has absolutely nothing to do, with the prophylactic itself. Interesting.
Right.
Okay,
so
well,
it doesn't like have
good.
Circuitry within the condom that like interacts with your skin and cyborgs your
Jesus.
Dick.
Thank God. I know. It brings STDs to a whole new level. Jesus, imagine explaining that virus. Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jesus Christ. What happened? My dick got burnt off. Why? My condom rebooted.
My dick was deleted. My dick was deleted. The device measures factors including calories burned during the encounter, the girth of the penis, the average temperature of the organ during intercourse, the number and frequency of thrusts, and number of different positions employed during a session. The user can also use the device's Bluetooth connectivity to download the stats after use and see how they stack up to other icon owners.
Wow, there you go.
You can build a whole community around the whole, you could do extreme thrusting, like guys that are into extreme thrusting.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord. And then the next thing you know, they're going to lower them and put neon lights on them and stickers, and they're going to have loud, obnoxious, shitty stereos. And, oh, my God, no, let's not go that far. My eyes, they sting and burn from the thought. Please continue.
Well, you know, it's available for pre-order for about $73, but they haven't set a release date yet. So we're in the final stages of testing Icon. So some guy has to test it.
Okay.
And we are aiming for general public release in 2017.
All right. So, all right. Interesting.
Technology is wonderful, isn't it?
It depends on how you look at it.
Right. Well, here comes the next one.
All right, so let's see what's going on with this one. This one looks interesting.
Ooh, 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 I want a sue. By Denise Truschello from Wire Image. The lawsuit makes for delicious reading. Should you be one of those people who cannot stand getting promotional texts from companies? Companies that have taken your phone number in their mouths and chew and chew and chew? In this case, Jonathan is suing Papa John's Pizza because he says the company texted him even more than a scorned lover.
Hey, it's question. Unclear Speaking from the of suit. Chewing, I have a question.
Yes.
This is a generally unrelated to your news question, but I'm going to interrupt anyway because it just happened. How often do you sometimes burp out weed smoke? Have you done that before?
You know what? I've done that before, but that's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've done that.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. It happens to me occasionally, but
and the reason for me, anyways, is because I don't intake as much anymore as I used to.
Probably,
or from
probably.
I'm on a much smaller bowl.
Much smaller bowl. Okay. So anyway, so let's continue. I'm sorry.
So in this case, this guy is basically suing Papa John's Pizza because he says the company texted him even more than a scorned lover.
Oh, wow.
It's unclear from the suit just how many times Papa John's allegedly spread itself over his phone screen, but he claims the text began in March. He claims that they were in violation of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act and believe Papa John's should pay $500 for each one. Dude, you know what? Just for each one, just ask for a fucking pizza.
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. How much is it? They don't say how much it is, right?
Just divide 500 by 999. How many pizzas is that?
Well no, I agree. I mean, that's a lot of pizzas, but I'd rather have $500 for each text as opposed to a pizza for each text.
Okay, make it every other text $500 and the every other text a pizza. It still works out great either way.
Okay, I guess that works out. Okay, that's fair enough. We can go with that one. I don't think I could ever eat that much pizza, especially from Papa John's, but sure, we'll go for it. So anyway.
How could you reply stop to that? It's
yeah,
clear,
right.
though, that this guy had enough. His lawyer's language to describe the pain is delightful. Defendant's calls directly and substantially interfered with plaintiff's right to peacefully enjoy a service that plaintiff paid for and caused plaintiff to suffer a significant amount of anxiety, frustration, and annoyance. I feel a significant amount of anxiety and frustration and annoyance whenever I see a Papa John's ad featuring Peyton Manning. Should I sue too? Still, robo-texting is a serious issue. It requires consent, and many companies have just been the targets of lawsuits accusing them of manic texting. Facebook is just one. Papa John's didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. However, its website says that it sends up to 6 messages a month. If you sign up for the service, there are people who might want to eat 6 pizzas a month. I'm not sure that's wise, but you know, who's judging? I might eat 6 pizzas a month. I do, in fact, probably eat 6 pizzas a month.
There you go. I probably do.
So then that's it from the Chip Skipper featured story archives. Back to you, Anthony.
Wow, that's quite amazing. Pizzas and texts and this and that and everything else. It's simply amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, So thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on air with an E, smells like a W, outer looped, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, universally shunned, GMO packed, kid unfriendly streaming experience?
I am so stressed out.
I know, right? Visit Chiampa.info, Chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
My butt hurts.
And Joe will probably tell us that his butt hurts some more. All right, folks, stay tight. Hang tight. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
When I was a kid, the closest you could get me to a fish was the aquarium. Now, thanks to McDonald's, I'm the expert. You see, most fish is not government inspected, but all McDonald's fish is U.S. government inspected grade A. And it's all prime white fillet. No fish cakes, not ground up, not mixed with other fish. It's a fillet of fish. The best-selling fish sandwich in America.
Tell them your nickname, Henry.
They call me Jaws.
Quality you can taste.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are tuned into Chiampa.
We radio.
Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Thank you, Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, and, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is, oh fuck the shit, I am not saying the word national 7 times, so here goes, National Jewel Day, K-9 Veterans Day, Coconut Tort Day, Earmuff Day, Napping Day, Good Samaritan Day,
open an umbrella day, so after you celebrate all of those things and take your nap, you will really need to toke up. Go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Why, thank you, Betty. Wow, that was lovely. Absolutely lovely.
No problem, Anthony.
Chaka-laka-laka-boom. All right. I was admiring the picture that you had just posted to your Facebook page, Betty. Are you able to tell us about your Facebook page? Can you tell us how to find us on Facebook? Or is might that be too difficult at this time?
Well, you know, Betty's, like, everywhere these days. But, you know, I mean, you know, I think she can spit it out here in a little bit.
Okay, well, why don't we move on to some Florida news, and then maybe she'll tell us how to find her on Facebook. All righty. let me access the database first here.
Access the database.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Our first story of the night comes from Newser and brings us a lawyer who got caught in court with his pants on fire. Jurors trying to assess the truthfulness of defense lawyer Stevens' closing arguments in an arson trial may have been dismayed to notice that the attorney's pants were literally on fire.
Wow, Anthony, could that be a case of liar, liar, pants on fire?
That's a good question, Joe, and God knows throughout the ages with attorneys, but we're going to have to leave that up to the jury to decide. But what we do know is witnesses say the lawyer had to flee the Miami courtroom with smoke billowing from his pocket, and when he had returned, he had blamed the faulty e-cigarette battery. Steven said the blaze wasn't an attempt to demonstrate the innocence of his client, who was accused of setting his own car on fire. Maybe he had the same e-cigarette. Steven argued that the vehicle spontaneously combusted, but his client was ultimately convicted of second-degree arson. Prosecutors are investigating the courtroom incident, and the judge could hold Steven in contempt of court if he is found to be staging a stunt. The bizarre incident already is making headlines in lawyer blogs and overseas newspapers. God bless
Florida.
You know,
this is kind of related, but are vape shops still popular in Florida?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place here. Are they really? They the same thing up by you? Are they still popular in Chicago, or is that fad like past?
I almost feel like it's past, but there's one that's right next to my place, actually, here in the studios.
Oh, is there?
It's really fancy schmancy, but there's only never anybody in it.
Never anybody in it.
And I don't understand how they could be in business for so long. Maybe there's people that go in when I'm not around. That's possible.
That's possible. It is possible. Or they're up front for something. But yeah, go figure. No, but
they got a pool table.
Wow, really? Yeah, I remember you.
Bar stools.
I remember you talking about it before, and it was a very busy. It was a very busy thing when they first opened, was it not? I think I remember you telling me about it.
The first night, it was packed, and it was just like it was cloudy in there. It was just like a room full of cloud.
Yeah.
Like, remember the old smoking room at the Sears Tower? Was it the Sears Tower or was it John Hancock? I can't remember.
I've never been into Sears the smoking Tower. Room of either of those.
You haven't?
I didn't know they had smoking rooms. No.
Oh, God, yes. It was by the post office in the Sears Tower.
Oh, wow, no.
And you could go in there and smoke, and it was just like a cloud. Like, you could see half their body.
Oh, my God.
You could see from their way.
You know, that sounds a lot like this, because they had smoking rooms, because I am familiar with the concept, because they had them in Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. And when I would fly for business, I would fly through Atlanta a lot, because my previous employer sent me on Delta a lot of times. So I would always go through Atlanta, and I would be stuck there for like 3 hours, so I would grab a cocktail, and then I would drink my cocktail, because you couldn't do both. You couldn't do it at the same time. So I would take my cocktail, drink my cocktail, leave the bar, and then find the smoke-filled room, which was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting because it was like these white acrylic walls, and it had windows. It was like windows for the whole width of the room, and it was like a pretty good, like a 25 by 25 room. So it was a pretty, or maybe even larger, but it was a pretty good-sized room with a lot of chairs in it, but it just, it was gross. You actually never actually had to smoke. If you ran out of cigarettes between connections, you could stand.
You could just breathe in there.
You could just go into the room and stand and just go...
Yes.
Just inhale, and yes. you would have inhaled like half a pack of Camels, Marlboros, yes. and Virginia Slimes. No,
American
absolutely.
Spirits.
Oh my goodness, terrible.
Yes,
absolutely terrible.
I'm glad I don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
I'm
though,
so
that's
glad
for sure.
I have quit now for quite a while, and I haven't been a heavy smoker.
That's good.
I haven't been a heavy smoker in years, and I've quit quite a while. I've quit like several months ago, so we're doing okay. So we're
good.
You know, we're working on
good, good, good.
So anywho,
good,
let's
good,
move
good.
On to.
Oh boy!
I have hair in my eyes now. My goodness, my freaking allergies, and now my hair is falling out of my eyes.
Yeah, it's that time of year again for that
shit.
It
is that time of year. Last week, we had that person that accidentally deposited cocaine into the ATM bill acceptor. Tonight, we have someone who did an equally stupid thing in the bathroom of a movie theater. WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay tells us about one man's adventure in an Oldsmar bathroom. Oldsmar is a suburb of it's where that flea market is that you come and see sometimes. A movie patron went into the bathroom inside one of the Oldsmar AMC movie theaters and placed his firearm from his concealed holster on the toilet paper dispenser. As the man attempted to place his firearm back into its holster, the firearm accidentally discharged, causing injury to his left hand. The man was
transported.
Bang, bang, chang, cow. Ow, ow, ow. The man was transported to Tampa General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies said, yes, deputies said he was alone in the bathroom when the firearm discharged and that he has a valid concealed carry permit. That's scary.
That's scary.
Yes. At this time, deputies are still investigating the incident. Yeah. Sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just scary. So now it gets even scarier. But naked. So it's naked scary. It's, yeah. This is
sexy.
This is sexy. Yes, exactly. Very good. Very good. That's awesome. I'll try that again. Do that again.
Stupid sexy.
Oh my goodness. It's Bowecki. It's Bowecki on Coke or something. The possessed office assistant that had left us years ago because we didn't pay her anything. We told her it was an internship. We just never filled out the paperwork for
her
to get college credit.
An internship.
I know, right? Exactly. Go away, Blackie. We've got a new story. Anyway, as you can tell from the music, our last story of the evening brings you our weekly dose of Florida nakedness. CBS 12 News of West Palm.
Sexy.
Yeah, exactly. We're past that. CBS 12 News of West Palm Bay wraps up tonight. We're not doing that anymore. Tonight's crazy Florida news with a story about a man on a mission without any clothes. According to the police report, a couple woke up to a loud banging on their door. A man forced his way into the couple's apartment and hit the male resident with a vase and a small table. There were also reports about a naked man running around in an apartment complex just after midnight. When the police arrived, they found 18-year-old Michael from Coral Springs, Florida, sitting in a chair inside the couple's apartment, still completely naked. Authorities transported Michael to Boca Raton Regional Hospital. Police say Michael told them that he took two hits of acid. Bad idea. The man he attacked was taken to the hospital for evaluation.
I've never tried acid.
Me neither, and I don't plan to. Police say Michael is charged with burglary, with
I am so stressed out.
Oh, God. Yes, there we go. Let's fry up some bacon in the studio. Make some chicken, Betty. Push the blinky button. Let's get some chickens. Police say Michael is charged with burglary with a dangerous weapon, burglary causing damage to property, and aggravated battery using a deadly weapon. And that is your crazy Florida news.
Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know you could be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or about that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Well, it looks like Chip Skipper forgot to send in the two for Mondays. So, you know, this is Monday the 13th, so that's enough.
This is Monday the 13th. Right there. Yeah,
this
right.
This is a crazy fucking Monday. I got to tell you, snowing in Chicago in March.
Well, but you,
it's March Madness.
But I mean, seriously, you guys went for how long without any snow at all?
Yeah, this is true.
I mean, I have been a native Midwesterner for more than three quarters of my life and a Chicagoan for at least two of those decades. I can tell you that, you know, when you get a mild January and February, especially as mild as, because you guys were in the 50s. You guys hit the 70s at some point.
Yes.
It should be 20 degrees below zero, but it is 70 degrees. You know that wrong is going to right itself at some time and point. And it's either from a spring blizzard to a heat wave from hell in the summertime. So I will take a spring blizzard for you guys over taking a heat wave in the summertime, because you guys can't really deal with heat wave. You saw what happened in 95, and that was just over 600 people died in that.
Well, but here's what's going to happen, though. All this extra moisture will add to the humidity for the summer.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to make things grow, too, which will be nice, because right now, a lot of the trees are sprouting and all that. So, you know, one thing that is going to get messy, though, is if it stays cold and then all of these blooms are going to kind of like, oh, shit, it's really not time yet. See, they were really freaked out. This is early. We shouldn't be seeing these things yet.
No,
we should be seeing a lot of this stuff in April, late April, early May.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. You're talking about the warm weather, right? Yeah.
Well, that combined with the plants and the trees, do we have a caller?
No. No, we don't have a caller. We have me trying to irrigate my allergy-stricken eyeballs. I am now operating the studio with no glasses on because my eyes, I've put so much saline in my eyeballs. I have an aquarium when I open my eyeballs, but my eyes itch like a mother motherfucker. I'm gonna say it. Fuck you, Safe Harbor, motherfucker. My eyes itch like a motherfucker.
It's allergy time. It's time for drops and all sorts of craziness.
Totally. So what else is going on with you?
Chickens. Chickens. Why don't you talk about some of your interesting talking points?
Okay. All right. Hold on. I have a special one here that I'm going to try to do a little ad lib here. There we go.
Ooh.
Do you suffer from painful, burning sores on your head? Maybe it's time to see a doctor.
Which one?
Either one. If you have any odd painful sores on your body, you should probably see your doctor. This message is brought to you by nobody, really. Just my imagination.
And it's brought to you by the Carnarvon wagon.
Exactly. It's brought to you by the Carnarvon wagon. Yeah, we do have to figure out what to call the Carnarvon wagon, because the Carnarvon wagon has just been... It's not the weed wagon. I don't know. The weed wagon and the Kush wagon. I don't want to... I mean, this. I don't want to, like, tie it to a strain name, you know? Because then it's
And the thing is, the Carnarvon wagon is also going to be automated, too. So it's going to be like a robot that automatically brings you things.
Oh, Jesus, no. So, do we have to have more robots? We have enough fucking robots in this studio, and look what happens. Shit blows up everywhere we fucking look. I mean, seriously, if I look,
gets stuck in the vending machine.
Exactly. And if I look at that wall, you know, boom, it just explodes. Everything just blows up. Look, now the studio audience has been exposed. It's
Canarby.
Terrible.
There Canarby. We go.
Canarby. Canaba. The Cannibal Wagon. The Cannibal Wagon. The Cannibal Wagon. Or the Cannibal Wagon. How about the Cannibal Wagon? All right.
No, not the Cannibal Wagon.
not the Cannibal Wagon? Why not the Cannibal Wagon? I know I said something earlier, but I totally forgot for reasons that, you know, need to go unexplained. So, I mean, my eyeballs, it's...
Ooh, like, I hate Florida wagon.
Allergies. The cannibal. The cannibal. The cannibal wagon. The cannibal wagon.
Not the cannibal wagon.
The cannibal.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy brown dog. Oh, goodness.
Something like that.
So we know what we call the weed wagon now. It is the cannibal wagon. We still got a few minutes before the ugly lights go on.
There's a lot of things to talk about.
Let's talk about something for 3 minutes.
You know, our listener, Carlos, sent me an interesting report from some reputable Spanish medical authority that says that 1 in 400 men can self-suck themselves.
God damn, those are good odds, and I still lost. Fuck. Right. Well, you know, that's how life goes. That's just how it goes.
If you're one of the one
no,
of
I
the
don't.
400.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Please do not call us and tell us this. That is too much personal information about our listeners that I don't want to delve into. Yeah, no. We'll let's keep that fourth wall there somewhere, that barrier, because, you know, yeah, exactly. We don't need to be getting no ESTDs now. Oh, goodness.
I am so stressed out.
Betty, you are always stressed out. So, yeah.
No problem, Anthony.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know how the colleges. I know some colleges are going on spring break. I know a lot of the local schools are going on spring are on spring break this week, yeah. I guess. So I'm sure as the colleges do, we had a spring break episode last year, and I think it needs to be an annual thing. So we're going to have spring break 2017 this year, because without saying, Florida debauchery will find us yet again for spring break. It's just a given. It is an absolute given.
Now, here's the thing, though. Next Monday, I'm actually participating, and I need to be somewhere at 9:30 p.m. Central.
9:30 p.m. Central. Okay.
So, we may have to discuss offline about maybe doing possibly either a little bit of an earlier show.
I'm fine with doing an earlier show, most likely. But okay. We can discuss that. Yes.
Yeah.
We will
discuss. So, folks, keep that in mind for next week, you know, as you're tuned in right now listening to us talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Stay tuned on our Facebook page, and we will tell you what the hell is going on.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm going to load on my glasses here now that I have flushed my eyes with plenty of saline. and we're
plenty of sailing.
And we're getting to that time, but thank you, everybody. And I'm glad Ezel called in, because I know people have been asking about Ezel, and it's just kind of one of those things. So Ezel's doing well. If you've tuned in recently, he will be with us shortly. Yes, and the ugly lights have come on, and there's a brand new episode of This Way Out. So this is going
That's
to be
wonderful.
Kind of interesting. Okay, so anyway, let me find my cursor, and I'll scroll down in the script. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the cleaning staff is giving me dirty looks from the control room. I'm sure we all know why. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight and listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way. Hey, look, Anthony put on a pop filter today. Yeah, so thanks in your special snowflake way.
Wow. Yes, thank you everyone for tuning into the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamper Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And I'm going to continue on my script in just a second here. Hey, Joe, don't forget, you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. We have to figure out what her acronym stands for. She has very questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media because they're boring. Oh, and hey, be sure you tune into our 24-hour internet station. You'll find all of this awesome stuff at Shyamper Radio anytime on your mobile, your tablet, your silicophone, too. Visit us at www.shyampa.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Shyampa Radio, and also Twitter at Shyampa Radio.
Yeah, rock out with your cock out, folks.
Wow. Yeah. What a show.
About that? Yeah, that was pretty good. Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, my
it was a good show tonight.
My eyeballs still itch, though. It's so terrible. I hate allergies. I hate them.
Allergies suck.
They do. So hopefully wherever you are listening to us, you're not dealing with too many bad allergies, because allergies absolutely suck.
Well, I know my friends down in the southwest part of the country are dealing with quite a bit of allergies.
See, you just can't get away from it anymore. Yeah. It's global allergenation. It's those chemtrails, folks.
For me, yep.
They're dumping allergies on us. Allergens. They're making us allergic to everything.
Is that what's making my titties bigger?
No, that's gynecomastia, but I think that's I think that's the milk. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, we think. Just check our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, don't discharge your firearm in the bathroom after lying with your pants in the courtroom during National Coconut Tort Day after having your thrust sent via Bluetooth. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a dollar sign. Oh, no, that's an S.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.